Del Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
A Democratic state representative from Manchester is under fire for...
The RNC has not only requested that that money...
Israeli model, as I call
Let's hear from St. Paul's, North Carolina. Bill's a Republican...
Perhaps they'll bring another couple home with them. That would be fun.
It's the Jews, stupid.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment radio that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And remember,
it's the Jews, stupid.
That's right, and that's what we stand for. Anyway, welcome to the program. Every night, 877-876-PHIL, where we take you through the looking glass of talk radio. And if ever there was a radio station that needs to have its ass kicked and have the program director, Alan Davis, I just found out who this brain surgeon is. He runs KMBZ in Kansas City, where they're running these Glenn Miller commercials, not the guy that did the song that you guys, will you get out of there?
I'm trying to find it now.
I don't want to hear any Glenn Miller music, you idiot. This guy, Glenn Miller, who's running for president or senator or dog catcher or jackball of the year, he's some redneck racist mother. And this cat is talking about, hey, man, the coons, you know, that's what it's all about. The coons are holding you back. And this guy at the station KMBZ, right? I know there's some people listening to me right now. They go, what the hell are you talking about, man? I'm telling you, there's a radio station in Kansas City, the number one station in Kansas City, that lied to its listeners, lied to the media today, because I know what communication law says, so don't try and shuck and jive my ass. And they said, oh, we had to play the commercials because the guy's a legitimate candidate, and we have to play these commercials, and our hands are tied. And according to the story, and this is the part that I almost peed myself, I was laughing so hard. Yes, according to broadcast lawyers. What broadcast lawyers are you talking about, man? Do you understand that the FCC doesn't even have a written policy, folks? They don't have anything in writing when it comes to decency guidelines, okay? So they're trying to tell me that they have something in writing when it comes to a political ad that uses a racially offensive, a racially inflammatory term like coon. Now, let's forget for a moment about what he's saying. You know, he's saying the Jews this, the Jews that. One could say, as hateful as it is, as ignorant as it is, and there's a million different ways to, you know, argue this. And I'm not going to get into an argument with some dumbass who's already got his mind made up. I mean, what's the point? There's all kinds of stupid bastards out there right now who are going to tell you that Jews are this and Jews are that. I could sit down and make garbage out of their arguments, but they don't want to have a discussion. They want to be right. So they're not going to sit down and talk with you about it, or they're going to shout you down. But right now, everything is on the table in America. You can talk about coons. You can talk about Jews. It's on the table. And these silly, these simple-minded fools like Bachman and the rest of them are trying to tell me there's no racial tenor to the political argument in this country. That stupid bastard, that O'Reilly. Oh, my God. What a dumb mick.
That's racial, man.
Yeah, what about that? I'm kidding around. I said it to make a point.
Oh, it's like satire?
Yeah, that's what it is, bud. Satire. So anyway, this guy, Alan Davis, the program director at KMBZ, this stupid white man says, oh, you know, our hands are tied. We have no choice. And legal experts agree. Legal experts? You can't find a legal expert within 1,000 miles of Kansas City on this topic. Not 1,000 miles. Now, I'm going to tell you what's going on at KMBZ Radio. Those redneck racist mothers that run that radio station decided, all's well that ends well, man. Let's go ahead and throw it on the air because that's some money, you know, that's money. Ain't got nothing to do with them wanting to abide by the law. You telling me they can't go to the FCC and say, I don't want to run this ad. I don't give a damn what you say. He's using the word coon in this ad. I will not have this on my air. It's offensive to my listeners. It's offensive, period. You telling me they can't go to the FCC or even take a stand if they had any guts at all and say, we're not airing these ads? You go ahead and sue me. You turd. Go ahead, man. Try me. Try me. Sue me. But not at KMBZ Kansas City. They ain't going to do that because they're not a man there. There's not a one of them there that's got a testicle. They probably share the same testicle. I'm serious, man.
Yeah, go, man. Go.
I bet you every male staffer at KMBZ Kansas City shares one testicle.
Yeah, it's probably a goat gland.
All right, easy. All right, 877-876-PHIL. All right, so that's all I got to say about that because, you know, what else are you going to say? I mean, this is the insane world that we live in right now. If you think that I don't know, I'm living in this world, folks. You guys think that this is just a blip on the screen. You guys think, I told you last week the biggest story is the media. The biggest story is the media, not healthcare, not Sarah Palin, not this other jive-ass crap. It's the media. That's the biggest story going, right? And here we have a story right out of the gate about KMBZ Kansas City lying through their stupid faces talking about how they got to take an ad even though they're talking coon this and Jew that. They're lying mothers, redneck, stupid lying mothers. And I'm telling you, they share one good nut.
Yes!
Easy, bud. I'll probably get thrown off the air for saying that, but these guys are saying coon. There's only one way to save your asses at KMBZ now. Put my show on your station. On second thought, I wouldn't go within 5 blocks of your station. Although my show, I wouldn't mind it being on your station, but me personally, I can't be seen. I'm sure you understand that, right?
Well, we certainly do, Phil.
Okay, great. So you air my show, but don't ask me to do any station things because, okay. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Now, speaking of racist, well, I'm not quite sure. If I listen to this, it's... There's a guy in New Hampshire. This guy is a New Hampshire state representative. It's Nick Levasseur. Nick Levasseur. That's it. And Nick updated his Facebook status to say anime is a prime example of why two nukes just wasn't enough. Meaning anime came out of Japan. We dropped two atom bombs on them. It had no noticeable effect. That's what he's saying. Here is WMUR-TV New Hampshire reporting on the Facebook controversy.
A Democratic state representative from Manchester is under fire for apparently posting a comment on Facebook that could be deemed as insensitive towards the Japanese heritage. He wrote about a form of Japanese cartoon stating, anime is a prime example of why two nukes just wasn't enough. Nick Levasseur has apologized for the posting, saying it has no place in private or public discourse. The New Hampshire Republican Party called the remarks hateful.
Now, here's the thing about that. That was a Facebook status update. That's a guy that's a political officer in the state of New Hampshire. He's a state representative. He's going to have to live with the fallout. However, I will say this. It wasn't on a broadcast station. It wasn't aired over a TV station. And it is something, to be honest with you, that has been said for 60 years. 60 years in American humor. It always comes up. Two A-bombs and no noticeable effect. And it also comes up after 60 years that when you're talking about Japan, you're not talking about race. You're talking about a culture that created anime. There's a difference. There is a difference. However, do I think the guy's an idiot? Yes. Do I think he's lying when he says that has no place in private or public? Yes, he is. He's lying because, you know, privately people make jokes about two atom bombs and no noticeable effect all the time. Does it shock me that a young man who is a state representative, even in as far away, as far flung a spot as New Hampshire, would go on his Facebook status and say something like that? It really does. I mean, I don't know. I was talking to some people. They said, well, you know, New Hampshire's a small state. I said, New Hampshire's a small state. But, dude, this stuff, you know, it's the internet, man. But that's one thing. Number two, let's say it just got around in New Hampshire. What the hell? I mean, you know, where is his head? I understand. I wouldn't unfriend him for a comment like that. But I would also say, man, you are a state representative of New Hampshire. You put that stuff on your status update. I get it about the culture of anime. I understand. But nowadays, everybody's a racist. You could say someone's shoes look stupid, and that makes them a racist. So we don't know what a racist is, right?
Well, what do you mean by racist?
How many times have I told you this, man?
Yeah, you're talking about like the color of a man's skin. Shut up. I'm talking to him. Don't tell me to shut up.
Wait a minute. Racism is when you consider a race to be as distinct from another race as to make it inferior or superior, as to say that there are characteristics of a race that are ingrained or inborn or genetic that are negative. To say, for instance, that black people are lazy. Why? Not because of any, you know, lack of socialization, because they are just genetically lazy. That is racist. To say that white people are ugly, it may be true, but that's racist. and so on. All right. 877-876-PHIL. We may have David Hall check in here in just a moment, I'm told. Here is Brad in Topeka, Kansas. Brad, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. How you doing?
I just wanted to say that all people in Kansas City, Topeka, and the surrounding area are not racist. I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world to be racist, because I believe that you have no control over who your parents are, what city you're born in, what color your skin is, and it's just straight ignorance.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir, for standing up for Kansas City. I don't believe that either, but obviously the guys that run that radio station. And, you know, I love calling out broadcasts. You know, one of the reasons why I love calling out broadcasters is because they're so full of crap. You're talking about language. You talk about the FCC. You know how many guys get fired every year because they said this or that, because some lawyer at a radio station said, well, that may run afoul of the FCC, and so we better fire that guy, even though the FCC hasn't even heard him yet. You know how many people lose their jobs because a lawyer at a broadcast company said you better fire him, otherwise the FCC will be jumping down our throats? And the FCC never does jump down their throat, but they just can somebody, right? And then a radio station in Kansas City that I guess isn't making all that much money, because I'm telling you right now, folks, this was a financial decision. It had to be. I mean, they're such bloodsuckers there at KMBZ Radio Kansas City. I mean, such bloodsuckers. They need every nickel. And so they take some ad from this jackball with coons and everything else in it. Good luck, man. 877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. David G. Hall is joining us. You heard, David, a lot of the stories have racial components today. We haven't even gotten to one of them here about a C-SPAN caller.
Well, the reason why we wanted to come on was to talk a little bit about that, but I'm very troubled by your comments concerning the Japanese anime. And when I say troubled, Phil, I'm not criticizing you openly. I'm saying I would have to say I disagree with it.
Disagree with what? What did I say?
I think you're saying that what that man said was not racist. Go ahead.
What he said was he was a disparaging comment on anime, which is a product of Japanese culture. However, I understand that people think it's racial, and I'm not. I think it was a stupid thing for him to say.
You agree that what he said was offensive?
Yes, I agree that it was offensive. Yes, I do. But to me, it's like attacking baseball. It's like saying, America, boy, you know, baseball is another good reason why we should have beaten America in both of those world wars or something like that, you know. Do you call that racist?
It's not the same thing.
Yes, I think it is the same thing. It's like saying baseball is, the reason why, you know, two nuclear bombs should have had more effect. I mean, would you? But anime, for some reason, they call that racist.
Yeah, it is racist.
Why?
Because it comes from, look, I'm not going to argue with it, because it comes from Japan. And put it this way, Phil, they lost the World War, all right? So let's give them something. Let's give them something. Let's not sit here and debate as to whether they're being too sensitive. They had two atomic bombs dropped on their country. No, I don't think you do understand. You know that there are people alive today that remember those A-bombs going off?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Now, I don't like to have to do it, but I know, Bud, you have... Bud?
Yeah, right here. I got it lined up.
What is this?
It's simply an alert system, and you know that we've used this before. Phil, all I want you to know is that I support your show. I don't want you to get into any problems that some of these other guys get into. So we've got the alert system set up.
What do you mean by alert system?
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir, I am.
I don't want to hear any racism.
I don't believe that I've been racist.
I don't think you have. I think you're walking up to the edge when you support this guy from New Hampshire.
I didn't support him. I said it was a stupid thing to say. I simply would not categorize it as racist so much as highly insensitive to the Japanese nation.
Oh, Phil, that fancy talk, you know, you're much too clever for your own good.
I'm clever.
Yes, you're trying to be clever, and I'm just giving it straight ahead. Don't say racist stuff. Now, Bud, go ahead and hit. When you're talking and you hear, and I'm just going to tell Bud, when you're talking and you hear this, I want to make sure, when you hear that, that means you got to back it down, okay?
I don't understand.
Are you listening to this?
Yeah, when you hear this.
When you hear this.
Are you talking about this song, Sukiyaki?
Are you trying to be a racist?
Racist?
What do you mean, Sukiyaki? Isn't that some food or something?
That's the name of the song, man.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just telling you. That if I hear, go ahead, I want you to do a little bit of your monologue. Go ahead. And Bud, you're ready, right?
Yeah, I'm right here, Mr. Hall.
What do you mean, go ahead and do my...
Will you just go ahead and do the thing? Do the show.
Well,
what were you going to talk about?
I was going to talk about black callers who are going to be calling up... What is this?
It's too racial.
Yeah, it's very racist.
It ain't racist. It's talking about the black callers.
All right, hold on. It's bad. It's what?
I'm talking about the black callers calling CNN or not. Why am I hearing this?
Because I don't want any race. I don't want racism.
I'm just talking. Oh, you turn that off, Bud.
Mr. Hall is the one that tells me.
Hey. I'm the guy that tells him whether that gets turned off or not. Now, what are you going to talk about?
C-SPAN had a caller that didn't like the black callers, okay? And
what do you mean they had a... Was it you?
No, I didn't call.
Because if it was you, then it would see,
I didn't call C-SPAN.
Don't turn that off. Turn it back on. It gets turned off when I say. I want to ask you some questions. Bud, turn up. I want to ask some questions.
David.
I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Why'd the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor?
The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor because it was a preemptive strike against the United States because they were getting... Why are you doing that?
It's too clever an answer. I want you to just say they bombed Pearl Harbor because they hated America.
Well, isn't that racist?
No, it's racist of you to get in all that clever, inscrutable Oriental guy stuff. Just come straight out and say it. Every time you give the Japanese an ulterior motive, you make them sound like the squinty-eyed little ulterior motive Orientals. I don't like that. I don't play that. All right, next question. Turn it off, bud.
Thank you, Sal.
Next question. What race was your gardener?
Well, he was Japanese. But...
There you go, I knew it.
Oh, will you get out of here with this and turn that off, too?
Mr. Hall, be mad.
I don't care what race was my gardener. We had actually our first, when I was a kid, our gardener was a black guy. And then I think there was a guy. Will you get out of here, bud?
That's racism.
Well, it was a black guy. What do you want me to tell you? And then we had an Oriental guy, I mean an Asian guy, and then we had a... I don't know. C-SPAN caller rails against black... I'm telling you, guys. So here you got this guy with his ad there in Kansas City, and then you've got people openly with the monkey pictures on Facebook. Don't tell me there isn't a racial component to the political discourse in this country. Some stupid woman up there in Maine with the Michelle Obama ape thing. Now what do we got? Man, I don't go out looking for this stuff. It falls right into my lap. A caller to C-SPAN this morning who identified himself as a Republican. Will you turn this crap off, bud, before I flip? A caller to C-SPAN this morning who identified himself as a Republican from North Carolina accused the network of taking too many phone calls from black people. Well, maybe he's right. I don't know. Here he is.
Let's hear from St. Paul's, North Carolina. Bill's a Republican caller.
Yeah, I'd like to make a little respectful criticism here about C-SPAN. The last two guys I know were white guys. But you have black folks calling in on the Republican line, independents, and you have so many of them, I can't believe this is just an accident. If you keep on with the way you've been programming, you should change your name from C-SPAN to Blackspan. I mean, I know they have an opinion, but I wish that they would be honest and call in on the right line.
So if you're black, you're a Democrat, you shouldn't be calling on the Republican line. That's what he's saying. Now, he didn't exactly say, maybe they're Republicans. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of black Republicans, because he's such a brain surgeon there that whatever the hell that guy's name was, that he knows that if you're black, you're a Democrat, you should be calling it the Democrat line, because everybody knows. Because, boy, I'll tell you what, there ain't too much that gets past old Jethro there. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, P-H-I-L.
It's your news, stupid.
Phil Hendry.
Where's the sukiyaki?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. If you go over to our Phil Hendry Show website, you'll see that we just updated the website with the heading David G. Hall and the Anime Alert System. And in the actual body of the post, simply the words, playing sukiyaki.
Yeah, I thought that would make it better that way.
Thank you, bud. We also have a post, General Galen Shaw says Michelle Bachmann saved him from the bottle. And in our first hour, Bob Green, his wife was huge. Just as a little bit of a recap, and then you'll see our show log will be underneath tomorrow's post, the downloads of the audio, as well as the video archive. And right now you can see our video. It's streaming live at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. All right, now what in the hell did you want me to do? Oh, I got a story here that's just got me so beside myself. I don't know. I understand. I believe in law. That's why in believing in the law, I like the law to be something that is...
What's that thing you were saying about Sir Thomas More?
What's with the belch, okay?
I tell him, man, you can't do that.
You're asking about Sir Thomas More and then you belch.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I ain't going to tell you now. All right. Sir Thomas More said that if you chase the devil to the ends of England, flattening all the laws, what will you do when the devil turns round on you, the laws all having been lain flat? Where will you hide and how will you stand upright in the winds that blow then? And Sir Thomas More went on to say, I give the devil the benefit of the protection of the law for my own safety's sake.
Yeah, that's bitching. I just think it's bitching.
Really? What does it mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, you knew you didn't know, man. You just think it's bitching.
I just think it sounds bitching.
The point is that law is important. And so KMBZ, when they lie and they say that the law forced them to play a political ad with the word coon in it, they're lying through their teeth. They know it. Lying redneck mothers, because they just want to squeeze the last nickel out of some stupid-ass redneck that's running for governor or senator or whatever the hell they got, dog catcher there in the state of Missouri. Here's one that drives me just around the edge. Lawyers for the father of a Marine who died in Iraq and whose funeral was picketed by anti-gay protesters says a court has ordered him to pay the protesters' appeal costs. This is this Fred Phelps. You know, we had Shirley Phelps on the show a couple of times because we thought maybe they're funny. Maybe that's what they're trying to do is, like, be funny. And no, they ain't trying to be funny. No, they actually believe what they believe. And they protested at the funeral of a variety of soldiers that died because something along the lines of if you let gays in the military, then, you know, the military, they should all, like, die. I think, you know, don't be surprised if your kid dies because God hates your kid because they're going to let gays in the military. Honest to God. This is the Westboro Baptist Church, Fred Phelps. Now, Fred Phelps is an interesting guy. Fred Phelps was an attorney in Topeka, Kansas, who argued on behalf of black students to integrate the schools there, right? Brown versus the Board of Education. Fred Phelps was a lawyer who advocated on behalf of black people. Today, he stands at the funeral of a Marine who died in Iraq with a sign that says, God hates fags, causing all kinds of mayhem and distress to the point where the father sues this man, this Phelps, and loses, and now he's got to pay money to this guy. He's got to give this guy, Phelps, money, the guy who stood there at his son's funeral protesting, making noise, talking about God-hating fags, and the military deserves what it gets if it lets fags in the military, and on and on and on. And this caused no end of grief and distress for the family of this young Marine, Lance Corporal Snyder, Matthew Snyder. It was in the funeral for Marine Lance Corporal Snyder and was among many that had been picketed by members of the fundamentalist group from Kansas. Phelps and other members have used the funeral protest to spread their belief that U.S. deaths in Iraq are punishment for the nation's tolerance of homosexuality. You ready for that? Other signs carried by members of the Topeka, Kansas-based church, America is doomed, God hates the USA, thank God for 9/11. Priests rape boys, well... Thank God for IEDs. Now, these are signs that are, you know, supposed to provoke. Frankly, they should provoke violence. I'm amazed that these people have not had a problem with violence. Not a one of them has been injured in any kind of a violent attack. And that's why I thought, well, they must be kidding. See, this has got to be a joke of some kind. But I'll tell you, it stops being funny, man, when you have to pay some walking ass log like Fred Phelps money after he stood at your own son's funeral and said that your kid is dead because the U.S. tolerates homosexuals and you better just watch out and thank God for 9/11. How about that?
That's pretty funny, man.
Well, I don't mean it to be funny. I would. I'd wipe with it before I shoved it into an envelope and mailed it off to you, Fred.
You're kidding me, man. You can't wipe with it.
Yeah, how are you going to do that?
I'm kidding. What, I'm going to wipe with it? No, man. I probably got to cut the guy a check or something.
You're wipe with a check.
Yeah, sure. I could wipe with the check, I guess. I don't know, man. I mean, but I am not a person who believes that the world and the country... is going to hell. I think America is powering along as America always has. America has a lot of really extreme debates sometimes when we're a very distressed country. A lot of people come out of the woodwork, right? I mean, the 30s, you know, I'm looking at all of this. People are talking about communism now, and they're talking about Nazism now, right? And they're going to the most extreme points of view, and they're talking about race now more than ever before. The conversation in this country has turned racial. And the reason is because the country is in distress, you know. And when we were in distress in the 30s, the same thing. Very extreme voices were heard. You know, it's funny that, for instance, Glenn Beck will point out the extreme voices that were heard in the 30s during the Depression. He talks about the communists. He talks about the German-American Bund. He talks about, I don't think Glenn's ever brought up Father Coughlin because we're reliving it right now. I wonder if he sees the irony in that. In when you look at the demagogues today and the extreme comment today and the extreme points of view today, I mean, we're reliving the 30s. You know, there were communist cell meetings in the 30s that people went to because they were looking for answers. Those people eventually wound up being blacklisted in Hollywood. Some of them were screenwriters, some of them were actors. And when you asked them, did you ever go to a Communist Party meeting? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're out of a job, man. I wonder if these idiots that talk about the extreme, extreme control of the United States government, the eventuality of a communist takeover, I wonder if these imbeciles recognize that they are themselves a symptom of the distress the country is in. They're not an answer. They don't have any answers. They're not a cure. They're not a remedy. They're a symptom of the disease. They're like the headache, man. They ain't the aspirin. They're the headache. When a guy stands there and says to you, commie this and Nazi that, and Obama's a commie, and this is a Nazi, and this is that guy is not the doctor treating the disease. That guy is the disease. Same thing on the left, man. Same thing on the left. Stupid, extreme bastards like that guy Grayson. That guy probably thinks he is speaking so much truth. He's the disease, you know. All right, and speaking of disease, Ricky Martin is gay. Now then.
You're kidding.
What, is that a big shock to you, bud?
Yeah, he's all upset.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my ass, you didn't know that. Ricky Martin, people knew Ricky Martin was gay back when most everybody else thought that he was straight, whatever that means. Anyway, Ricky Martin is no longer denying the rumors. He's confirming that he is gay. So whatever, you know. In a statement posted via Twitter in both Spanish and English, Martin said, "I'm proud to say that I'm a fortunate homosexual man. I'm very blessed to be who I am." You'll recall this song, Dancing the Night Away, bud.
Remember this song, Living the Vida Loca.
I actually took my kids once to the Wango Tango concert in at Dodger Stadium, you know?
Yeah.
We got tickets to see Ricky Martin. That concert was Ricky Martin, and it was Britney Spears. It was for little teeny boppers, right? So I took the kids to go see this thing. Ricky Martin, Britney Spears, I don't know what the hell else it was. But this cat was the headliner. This guy was hot, man. And I'm saying this is back in 99 or 2000. Take your clothes off. That sucks. All right, so anyway, Ricky Martin's gay, and this is his music. That's all you need to know. 877-876-PHIL. I can get further into the story. He's 38 years of age. He said he decided to reveal the truth after working on his memoirs, and it helped him realize that he had to be free within himself. All right, 877-876-PHIL, now that he's not selling any records in the United States. Coming up tomorrow, actor-comedian Harry Shearer joins us. Plus, let your friends in Detroit know that we will be live on WDTW, 1310 AM starting next Monday, and the stories we couldn't get to coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here in Houston. It's Seth. Seth, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. How you doing?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing pretty good. I just want to make
great.
A behind the protesting at the Marines' funeral. You know, I take a lot of sense of that being a Marine, and also with the fact that these people are claiming that it's Christian basis that they're doing it, also being a Christian. This really irritates me. The fact that these people, you know, first of all, are too spineless of cowards to take up arms and defend their country when they're called upon, and for them to go to somebody that the sacrifice of the families and the service members of themselves.
Right.
To this is something that they should be able to experience without protesters doing that. My second problem with the fact that they're basing this saying it's a Christian basis, which I completely disagree with, and I say to them, show me in Scripture, you know, the Bible, where it says that God will punish people for being homosexual that aren't necessarily homosexual at the same time, that you're just associated with a group that tolerates homosexuals, you'll be punished. Show me that in Scripture, and I'll start agreeing with them.
But, I mean, the point is, the other thing is in this country, this kind of disrespectful display is now becoming vogue because it gets you attention for something, but I'm not sure what. I don't know what it is they're getting attention for, man. You know, you're going to get a lot of attention going to a Marine's funeral and mocking him, but what is it that you want people to do once you get the attention? Join you? Because that's not going to happen, you know.
And exactly, and also I have a problem with the fact that this is continuing to happen. The fact that they won't put veterans in that for something to be considered, like the spitting on the veteran to be not being a hate crime. That's and stuff like this should be considered with that too. Veterans are a minority, and there are people that don't like veterans for the pure fact that they're veterans, and stuff like this shouldn't happen. I know, you know, I'm from Houston, from Texas. I'm also a police officer. I know that you're not allowed to protest at a funeral of a service member in Texas, that there are statutes to protect those service members. And I think that should come up about as a federal law.
Well, this was a court heard this, Seth, and said that it violated the free speech provision of the Constitution. So it's definitely a court battle. It has to do with speech. And if Texas's law was challenged, I wonder if Texas's law, I'm not saying I'm happy about it, but I wonder if Texas's law would stand with the court challenge. But the fact is, you know, like decent people, I mean, At some point, man, you got to tell people, you know, it's one thing to take a stick and hit a garbage can lid with it and wake everybody up in the neighborhood at 5 o'clock. Okay, now you got all of our attention. Now, what is it that you want? And if you ain't got nothing to say, you know, then just go away. I mean, somehow we have to send that message. Seth, thanks for your call. The case is going to the Supreme Court now, I'm told. The case is going to the Supreme Court. I don't know. And it doesn't even have to be a member of the military. Anybody. But especially somebody in the military who has died and the father winds up having to pay the court costs of this steaming sack. Oh, brother. U.S. authorities have arrested and charged a man. Wait till you hear this guy. This cat is from outer space, man.
Yeah, we gotta have the Star Trek theme, too.
All right, if you get the Star Trek theme, that, you know what, bud, you're right. The Star Trek theme would work with this guy. This guy, U.S. authorities have now arrested a man, and they have charged him with threatening to kill the number two Republican in the House of Representatives. And as you know, that is Eric Cantor. Now, have you got the Star Trek?
Yeah, here it is.
Now, Eric Cantor. What is this?
Ain't this Star Trek?
This is that Japanese song. Get it out of here, will you?
I thought that was Star Trek.
That ain't Star Trek, you jackball. That's what I just heard, man. That's that Sukiyaki thing.
But we'll have to do.
No, it ain't going to have to do nothing. Turn it off. U.S. authorities have arrested and charged a man with threatening to kill the number two Republican in the House of Representatives, Eric Cantor, and his family, according to court documents filed on Monday. Norman Laboon, age 38, was accused of... Why are you playing this?
That's racist.
Why?
Laboon.
Is that a Japanese name?
That ain't no Japanese name. Laboon. Norman Laboon was accused of making the threat in a video on YouTube. Now, let's listen to this jackass. His name is Norman Laboon. He's not racist. He's just cuckoo.
Assalamu alaikum. Shalom to my loving children. I'm your Messiah. This is for YouTube. I must inform you, YouTube, as I did warn you, that my punishment and wrath is most severe, most painful and agonizing. And frankly, I don't give a damn of what you care, because I will destroy you, every one of you. But you cannot remove my videos. I warned you before, and you do not listen. YouTube belongs to me. All of it belongs to me. Every company, every building, every home, everything. I created it. It belongs to my son. And then all the YouTube employees, both men and women, will lose their firstborn sons now. My punishments are most severe. My wrath is great.
Right on. I mean,
can't argue that.
No, you can't, man. Oh, that's beautiful. So that cat got arrested because he threatened Eric Cantor. Apparently said something about how, hey, Cantor, you know how that bullet fell on top of your office? Well, I hope those bullets go into your head. Something that got him popped. He said, quote, you received my bullets in your office. Remember, they will be placed in your heads.
Wow.
All right, time now for the stories we couldn't get to here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You Marines out there that are listening, the young Marine that just called, those of you who heard my story about that Lance Corporal Snyder, this is the country you're defending. Okay, some screwball, you know, with he owns all of our wives now, all of us who work for YouTube. All right, anyway, Battlefield Earth screenwriter is sorry about that. J.D. Shapiro wrote one of the most derided films of all time. Now he's sorry. In early March 2000, Battlefield Earth was awarded Worst Movie of the Decade by the Razzies. But Shapiro knows what he did was awful, truly awful, and in an open letter published by the New York Post, he hilariously tries to explain himself. It wasn't as I intended. Promise. No one sets out to make a train wreck. Actually, comparing it to a train wreck isn't really fair to train wrecks, because people actually want to watch those. Shapiro runs down the whole experience, starting with a tour of a Scientology center and being approached to write a film, to having dinner with the film's future star, John Travolta, to even taking some classes to bone up on the L. Ron Hubbard-created religion. I took a few courses, including the Purification Rundown, or PURIF. You go to CC every day, take vitamins, and go in and out of a sauna so toxins are released from your body. You're supposed to reach an end point. I never did, but I was bored, so I told them I had. I told them I had a vision of L. Ron. They said, what did he say? Pull my finger was my response. They said I was done. Pull my finger.
Hey, pull my finger.
Get out of here. Anyway, he even got to take a ride, says the future screenwriter. He even got to take a ride on the super exclusive cruise ship, the Free Wind, where he stuck out by walking around in a robe, smoking and drinking scotch. Scientologists are not allowed to drink while taking classes. Soon he signed on and quickly got to work writing the film, based on Hubbard's book and set in the year 3000, where Earth is ruled by not-so-nice aliens called the Cyclos. Take that, psychology. Humans put up a fight and stand up to the bad guys, led by John Travolta's Terrell, the good guy. And I go through it more, but we've got other stories to do. Man tried to revive dead possum, alcohol involved. Police said a man will be charged with public drunkenness after witnesses saw him attempting mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on a roadkill possum? Oh, man. State police said they charged Donald Wolf of Brookville after they arrived at the scene on Route 36 and saw this jackass kneeling over the possum. Trooper Levier said Wolf was extremely intoxicated, really? And did have his mouth in the area of the animal's mouth, I guess.
Hey, kissing.
That's it, bud. They were kissing. World-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Jason Rance. Our technical director is Ralph Rodriguez. Until tonight or tomorrow morning, a very pleasant good morning from all of us at El Pacifico.
Phil Henry.